Every year, about 60,000 Americans are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and as many as 1 million live with it. Parkinson's impacts the way the brain sends messages to the muscles, leading movements to be delayed and jerky. There's no cure for Parkinson's disease, but medication and therapy can help alleviate symptoms. As WFIU's Austin Williams reports, a gym in Indianapolis is encouraging sufferers to take the fight to their disease.
At first glance, Tom Timberlake, who's tall, lean, and athletic, seems like just another middle-aged guy trying to get in a morning workout.
I guess you might say I was just kind of coasting through life.
But take a closer look, and you might notice something is a little different.
I started getting little tremors in my thumb when I would walk.
Diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at the age of 35, Timberlake is the youngest member in a boxing class at Indianapolis's Rocksteady Gym. Rocksteady hosts 7 90-minute classes each week for Parkinson's patients to relieve some of their symptoms.
Good, focus on it.
The classes are run by former professional boxer Christy Fulmer, and classes are designed around a standard boxing training regimen in which Christy trains her boxers as if they were preparing for a real fight.
What's different about these people is that they're not in it for a fight per se. They're not in it to battle against one person. These people are fighting for their lives, and I see more tenacity from these people and more willingness to come to the gym, to be on time, and to give 100% when they're here. I see more of that than any fighter that I've ever trained with.
And there may be evidence that boxing or similar exercises can be beneficial to Parkinson's patients.
Well, there's research out there that is showing that what we call complex movements can be more beneficial for a patient with Parkinson's rather than simple movements.
Lisa Morris is an occupational therapist at Columbus Regional Hospital who works exclusively with Parkinson's disease patients.
We've looked at the benefits of, for example, Tai Chi and different kind of controlled movement activities where you're really having to decide how to move a variety of parts of your body all at the same time. And there's a thinking component to it. You're kind of having to strategize and to plan. And it has shown, research is showing that some of those more complex movements are more effective in working with Parkinson's. And with the boxing, that would go right along with that research.
One more round, gang. One more round.
Spouses and friends also attend classes at Rocksteady to show support and offer help when needed.
I'm a supporter of Ann Rogers. She was getting to the point she literally couldn't walk. Her left leg was totally dragging.
That's Scott Litherland, who co-owns a business with Rogers.
She goes, would you go with me just to walk in and help me kind of get started? And then I kind of got involved helping people and helping the trainers and helping do fundraising and some other things, and here I am 3 years later.
You got it. Come on. Keep it up.
For Tom Timberlake and his wife Christine, time at Rocksteady is more than just a boxing class. It is an opportunity for Tom to battle a disease that at first seemed like it might take over his life.
My life is very good and very full, and if it weren't for this boxing program, I would say I would probably be laying on the couch doing nothing. I'm sorry for myself.
It's more like a marathon event that we're preparing for. And I need to stress that our quality of life is really good. I think it needs to be said that Parkinson's is not an end.
It's not easy for a lot of us to do what we're doing in here. You see the same people coming back every day to do it. It just shows you how much fight we all have. We're not just going to lay down and let this disease take us over.
Rocksteady is one of the few gyms in the country to host classes specifically for boxers in different stages of Parkinson's. While more research is needed about how the disease starts and whether boxing actually alleviates symptoms, Columbus Regional Occupational Therapist Lisa Morris says Christy Fulmer's classes at least give patients a fighting chance. For WFIU News, I'm Austin Williams.